Blog Talk Radio.
We are just waiting on my co-host to call in. Welcome, this is The Renegades. We had just started a brand new show, and sorry, I was reading something. And as soon as he gets on, we'll begin the show. It'll just be a minute or two here. Here we go. Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Hear you good. All right, so just to let anyone who may possibly be listening know, this is our brand new show for now. It's called The Renegades. We've been going back and forth on names here, so we haven't officially settled, but that's it for now. And we will be discussing today NBA. National Basketball Association, for those of you who don't
know. So much to discuss.
There really is.
It's been a crazy free agency period, man.
Yeah, it's funny. Today I was reading an article on Yahoo that was talking about how, you know, they do the winners and losers of free agency. And they had the Lakers as a winner. And this writer was doing his best trying to, I guess, convince his readers that the Lakers actually won out here. I don't understand how that's even possible.
Is he including the draft in this, or was it just free agency?
Yeah, he was including the draft. If you include the draft, sure. They got a, you know, D'Angelo should be really good. We'll see, but he should be. But when you still take it as a whole, free agency, draft, there's no way they're winners. They didn't get anybody. I mean,
they got Lou Williams, reigning sixth man of the year. But he's not
okay.
He's not like a missed piece that's going to help that team contend anytime soon. He's the kind of player that if you add him to a Cleveland team instead of J.R. Smith, you know, maybe they force a game seven in the finals, you know?
Yeah, I would agree with that for sure.
But yeah, they are certainly not winners in free agency. That's laughable.
Yeah, no, not even close. Obviously, San Antonio did the best. And really, other than LaMarcus, just being able to retain Danny Green and Kawhi and Ginobili, you know, kind of keep the team together. And then
David West off bench. Wow.
Right, that's right, too. Adding David West, taking a $12 million pay cut just to play with the Spurs. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's insane. He signed for the veteran minimum. That's really crazy.
Yeah.
How do you see minutes for all these guys?
I don't know. I mean, you got your starting five and then West off the bench, then everybody else is just going to have to kind of get pieces, you know, time when they can.
So Duncan shifting over to center.
Yeah, Duncan is going to shift to center, yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, but truth is, when you look at their bench, other than David West, none of them have ever really started before. They're all guys who, for their career, for the most part, have been, you know, role players. So I don't think it'll be much of an adjustment for the rest of the bench, who will now get a diminished role because of David West. But, you know, it's just one extra guy in the mix. It's not like they, have, you know, three new guys coming off the bench here, at least not yet.
You know what's such an interesting thought is that this was really such an un-Spurs-like offseason. I mean, you know, we're 30, 31, you know, like –
right.
I don't remember in my lifetime, since I can at least recall, you know, following the NBA from when I'm a little kid, them ever buying players the way they did this offseason. I mean, it's always been about, you know, when they drafted Duncan, they drafted Tony Parker, they drafted Ginobili. I mean, it's like, you know,
right.
That was their core. That they really started winning. I don't ever remember them signing a marquee free agent until now.
Yeah, no, that's true. And it's actually, you know, you bringing that up, when you really think about it, I mean, they're one of the, you know, if not arguably the best team when it comes to drafting. Because other than Kawhi, like recently, if you look back for their last, I don't know, 5-6 draft picks, they're not getting these top, you know, big-time guys coming out of college. Like, Tony Parker wasn't a huge name. Ginobili wasn't a huge name. Danny Green wasn't a huge name. You know, so they're getting these guys who they're just able to mold these guys and fit them in the right role. And,
It's the system, man. See, unlike Phil Jackson, I truly believe that Greg Popovich is a basketball genius.
Yeah, I agree. I think he's the best coach. I really do.
Of all time.
I really think he's the best coach of all time. Yeah, every year, you know, since obviously Duncan's heyday, every single offseason, the Spurs are done. They're on the decline. And, you know, even prior to getting LaMarcus, they were always still, by the end of the season, they were still in the hunt. So,
he's so good. Now, forget about not only his X's and O's makes him great, but, like, I feel like just the way he manages his players' minutes also. Like, I don't think any other coach could have – I don't think Tim Duncan is still playing if he was on any other team.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know,
very true.
Like, it's just – he's a genius, man. He does everything right. He never makes a bad move.
Every coach needs
good players to win. I mean, obviously, this is a league of stars. So, like, yeah, granted, right. He's had his, you know, big three, but, like, there have been better big threes that haven't won. You know what I mean?
Right. That's true.
So,
and especially the year, was it 2 years ago when they last won? I mean, if you told somebody the Spurs were going to win and Kawhi Leonard was going to be the MVP of the finals, nobody would have believed that. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Not at that point.
He came out of nowhere.
Yeah. Yeah, they really are an elite organization, for sure. And I've never liked the Spurs, but, I mean, you have to be able
to. You know what
it
is? I never liked them, but I never disliked them. They're just vanilla. They're white bread, you know?
Right. Yeah.
They're just so fundamentally sound that the game is boring, but, like, it is a pleasure to watch them play.
Yeah, and especially now, I mean, with someone like Kawhi, and now you have LaMarcus, you know, it's going to completely change. They've never really had guys like that. It's been a long time where, you know, they had
it. I have such a disdain now. I have such a disdain for LaMarcus Aldridge. I have a real serious bad taste in my mouth. Not that the Knicks ever stood a chance of getting him, but just the way he went about this whole process was very, I don't know, it was almost LeBron-like with the decision. You know what I mean? It's like everybody chasing around for a week and, you know?
Right.
Then sell out and go to the best team in the NBA.
Right. Yeah. I mean, they were talking about that because, you know, he's one of those guys who's been with the same team for so many years. He never had that opportunity to be, you know, like a sought-after free agent, which to me is kind of, I don't know, I guess a little narcissistic, but I don't know. I guess these guys seem to enjoy the whole free agency thing, but, you know.
I guess it's nice to be wanted.
I guess so, yeah. Yeah, there are a lot of teams who are disappointed in him.
I just want this Spurs team to fail miserably now, though.
I agree.
You know, I mean, I can't see anybody beating them if they're healthy, that's for sure.
Yeah, I don't see that. Even Cleveland with Kevin Love healthy, I don't know, man. That team is They just play so well together. They really do. It'll be interesting to see LaMarcus in there to see how that affects the way they play, if at all.
Right. Did Tristan Thompson resign with the Cavs? Did he get a new deal?
No, not yet. And apparently LeBron is... See, I don't like this shit nowadays, how these players are able to sit there and, you know, like LeBron saying basically he's not signing an extension until they sign Tristan Thompson.
Yeah, the players have all the power.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, good players have all the power.
Right, right. I don't like it. I don't like the way these guys try to control the teams. And, you know, you're always hearing about hiring a new coach. Oh, did they talk to Kobe? Did Kobe make a decision? I mean, all this shit's so stupid. I mean, these guys are paid to play, not to coach and run an organization.
No, I agree. So, but back to that article you read, who else did they say are the winners?
Besides
San Antonio and the Lakers, which is laughable.
It was really lame because it was the Lakers, San Antonio, and LaMarcus Aldridge. Those were the three winners, which really is ridiculous because, I mean, a Knicks fan or not a Knicks fan, granted, yes, the Knicks missed out on Greg Monroe, LaMarcus. You could throw Marc Gasol in there, even though he was never really going to go anywhere. But, you know, they got a decent foundation, a couple role players that should help. And,
dude, I am so
Carmelo's coming back. Carmelo will be back,
We were speaking throughout this whole process, and I was voicing my displeasure over the way Phil was going about it and everything. I haven't seen the product on the court yet, but as of now, I stand corrected. I am a big fan of what Phil did this offseason. I'm not going to applaud him and call him a genius just yet, but he's rebuilding the right way. In retrospect, did I want Greg Monroe at the time? I did. I wanted him. I definitely wanted him. I'm happy that we didn't shell out to get him because I actually think that Robin Lopez, 2 years from now, at would we give him $12 million, $12.5 million, $13 million?
I think so. Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. That's going to be a bargain when the CBA when the new TV deal comes in.
Right. Yeah, and again,
he is
a very good
center.
Yeah, I mean, part of the problem with Phil ultimately was, you know, as we discussed previously off the air, was basically the way Phil came in preaching that win now bullshit. And then clearly, as shown by the draft and free agency, he's not in a win-now mentality. And that's fine.
Right.
I can deal with that. It's just when you come in promising Knicks fans, win-now, 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 and then clearly that's not what you're going for, it would have been very simple to just come out and say, it's going to be a process, it's going to take some time, we're going to build and build and build, and then I would have been okay with it. I prefer not to win now, though. I agree.
To be in contention for the next 10 years than to be in the title picture for the next two.
Right. And I agree with that. It was just after basically hearing a year's worth of win now, and that's fine. I've come to grips with the fact that that's not what's happening, even though he said that's what that was going to happen. And now we're clearly in a building mode, which is fine.
You know what it is, man? Like, I'm not going to dare sit here and compare this current Knicks roster to that of the great Knicks in the 90s that came up short every time, yes, but they were title contenders year in and year out. So I'm not going to say we're at that level, but what I do like is I see a resemblance in that we have our elite guy, then it was Patrick Ewing, now it's Carmelo Anthony, and he's surrounding him with a bunch of lunch pail guys that are gonna just put on their hard hats and go to work night in and night out. Guys like Robin Lopez, like O'Quinn, you know what I mean? I'm hoping a Flalo, you know? You got a versatile guy like Derek Williams. Well, yes, he's a bust for a number two pick. He's still young, has upside, and he's crazy athletic.
Right.
I don't know, man. You know, the only basically, I'll tell you what the wild card is for this team. Well, there's two wild cards. A, Melo comes back healthy, which I don't see why he shouldn't. He's only 31 years old. He didn't have – it wasn't that serious of a surgery. You know, it's not like he had reconstructed knee surgery. So that's one. And two is that Porzingis and Grant can score. And if those guys can score and help fill up the you know, that side of the stat sheet, I don't see why the Knicks are not going to be in every game.
Right. No, I agree.
I'm very excited. It's not going to be pretty, but they're gonna be in a lot of games, man. I don't see why this team can't make the playoffs, assuming we're Carmelo's healthy.
Right. Yeah. If Carmelo is healthy, it seems like a shoo-in to a minimum the eighth seed.
Yeah, dude. I have never taped a DVR to summer league game in my life. I DVR'd this one for Saturday, man. I'm fucking pumped.
Yeah. I love summer league basketball.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. You have these guys that are playing really hard, trying to make the team or showing what they got and why they were drafted where they were drafted. Dude, Frank Kaminsky is tearing shit up.
Yeah, he is. He is.
Frank the Tank.
Yep. Yeah, no, I think he's going to be a good player. I just got a little nervous when they were talking about picking him at number four. Wait, speaking of Frank Kaminsky, did you see the deal that Michael Jordan turned down because he wanted Kaminsky so badly?
No, what was that?
So I don't remember the specific details, but Boston offered them somewhere in the ballpark of like a future, one or two future first round picks and like two future second round picks and cash considerations and something, a whole boatload of shit because they wanted
to move up. Well, second round picks are garbage. Second round picks are garbage, but how many, they offered them one first round pick?
No, I think two future first round picks. One protected, one unprotected. Yeah.
Would
but
they,
Jordan
but would
said
one of those
no because he wanted to make sure.
Year?
Would they have what?
Yes.
Yeah, but Jordan wanted Kaminsky, and he didn't want to risk like not getting him, so he turned it down.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a crazy deal. You should look it up. Jordan turned down a deal from Boston. It was a ridiculous deal to get to trade for their pick.
It's pretty crazy that Michael Jordan, being as good as he was, is such a shitty, shitty executive mind.
Yeah, but that goes to show. I mean, even like, you know, granted, we do like some of the moves he made lately, but, you know, Phil Jackson has all his rings. Doesn't mean he's going to be, you know, be good at this job, so we'll see.
Right. Well, right now I'm not complaining. I think he fucked up royally last year with the Chandler trade, for sure. That was a terrible, terrible trade. But
yeah, that was bad.
I really love the offseason he had. Dude, no big-name free agents are going to sign here. We won 17 games last year. Come on.
Right.
He's got to establish a winning culture, which he's going to do now. And, if this team doesn't go 500, I'm going to be shocked.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then maybe you have a shot next year at the Durant, or I'm not even sure who else is, what other big-name free agents there are next year. I knew it was, like, headlined by Anthony Davis and Durant, but AD just re-signed, so.
There aren't really a lot. I remember last week I was scrolling through the 2016 free agents. And other than Durant, there weren't a lot of names that really stood out. So, I mean, it's other than Durant, it's not like a big-time year like we had this year where there were, you know, at least a handful of top guys. So,
right.
We'll see. But I have a feeling Durant will be leaving.
Is Westbrook also a free agent?
No.
Westbrook a free agent, or he's a restricted free agent?
He's definitely not an unrestricted. I don't even believe he's a restricted free agent, though.
So
I don't think
he has
so. I believe so. I could be wrong, but I believe so. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So,
we'll gotcha. See. Yeah.
I don't know
but,
if David from either side today. Well, I mean, I understand
the what?
Boston, I guess. The
David oh, the
Lee
David
trade. Why would the... Why would the Warriors want Gerald Wallace?
Well, also, Gerald Wallace, I think he's owed like $12 million for this coming up year, which is ridiculous. They were saying that they might actually end up getting rid of him anyway. So,
but Lee's an expiring contract, so why are they in such a hurry to get rid of him if they're just going to trade him for Gerald Wallace? Like,
I don't know. I mean, I think my guess is because his minutes were so diminished because of Draymond, and he was still a really good teammate, I think the Warriors were kind of doing him a favor to just kind of just trade him now, get him onto a team where he'll play. I don't know. That's what it kind of seemed like from everything I've been hearing.
That would be the only logical explanation.
Yeah, it's the only thing I could think of. But it's a good pickup for Boston. They're quietly building a very nice team in Boston.
Yeah.
They have...
I would trade Melo for Brad Stevens.
That might be pushing it. He is a good coach.
Yeah, that's pushing it, but he is a very good coach.
Yeah, especially since they started off so shitty and everybody was already writing him off. Like, oh, here we go, another, you know, college coach coming to NBA and failing. And he was able to kind of get that team together and, you know, they made that push and got into the playoffs, which was pretty remarkable. Even though it's the East, it was still impressive.
Right.
So, yeah. There are a lot of, I mean, even the bad teams are, you know, somewhat interesting. You know, even the Sixers, they have so many young guys. And I don't know.
Sacramento
also. And they may be trading Rudy Gay, apparently. I don't know. Who knows what's going on with Sacramento, really?
You have Rondo, sure. McLemore, Rudy Gay, Cousins, Stauskas. They got some players over there, man.
Yeah, no, they traded Stauskas to Philly. So they don't have Stauskas anymore. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Who did they trade? Who did they get for Stauskas?
I think they got a future second round pick for him, and they might have just thrown in some garbage for cap reasons. I don't remember.
I didn't even hear about this.
Yeah, it happened. I think a couple, maybe a week or two ago. Yeah. So I mean, Philly's just filled with young, and who knows what's going to happen with Embiid? I mean, if he's ever going to play.
He's Odin. He's Greg Oden.
I was going to say, yeah, he's like Greg Oden 2.0 or something. It's I don't know why any team would have picked him that high. You know, at least Greg Oden didn't come in with an injury. I mean, this guy came in hurt, and they still drafted him. I don't understand that, but...
Me neither, but they lucked out with Okafor. Did you see his first summer league game today, the highlights?
Yeah, he beasted it.
He came out the first half, he was garbage. He was like 3-for-8 or something like that. Looked terrible.
Right.
But he really pulled it together in the second half. He looked great.
Yeah. Yeah, he's gonna be special. Yeah.
He's gonna be a very, very good player in this league.
Yeah. Yep. He is.
It hurts, man. I try to think, is there any way Porzingis can be nearly as good as Okafor in the long run, and I just don't think it's possible.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, I don't know. I hope.
I mean, people are saying that Porzingis might be the best player in this draft. I don't see how people could be saying that, but a lot of people are.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing you can do with Porzingis, the only film anyone has is obviously his EuroLeague basketball. And, you know, he wasn't even the best player on his own team. So he has some great highlights. When you go to YouTube and look him up, I mean, the guy looks great. He's got good height. He can dribble. He can shoot. He can take it to the basket. So, I mean, on the highlight film, he has a lot of things going for him. But, you know, so did Frederick Weiss. So, you know, we'll have to see how he translates to the NBA.
I just feel like he can end up being Dirk. I really do. Because he's 7'1". He's got a sick jump shot. Like, he can catch and shoot, or he can put it on the floor and pull up, or he can put it on the floor and go past you. And at 7'1", he's going to shoot over 98% of the people in this league.
Right. Right.
So,
and I'm
like, he is that good of a shooter. How do you stop him? Like Dirk, you know, you can't.
Right. And unlike Dirk, he's a much better ball handler than Dirk, and he could take it to the basket with power. Now, granted, you know, he's got the height, but size-wise, he's like a springy. So,
yeah, he needs to.
He's definitely
got to
put on some pounds. But yeah,
he's still growing. He's only like 19.
Yeah, he's young. He's a young guy, but you know, we'll have to wait and see what happens with him. But hopefully, he'll turn into something special.
Yeah, but you know what sucks? Even if he does turn into something special, he's not the kind of guy that you want to be rooting for. You know, he's not fun to root for. He's just foreigner, like, weird-looking dude. You know what I mean? Like, why can't we get a guy like D'Angelo Russell or an Okafor or, like, a dude who will be fun to root for, you know?
Right. Well, hopefully, I mean, you know what? Hopefully he will. I liked his reaction when they asked him about everybody booing him, and you know, he took it well. He said he loves New York, he loves the Knicks. He wants. I mean, granted, I guess he's supposed to say that, but you know, he seems like he has a good attitude. He's going to definitely come with that drive to prove all of us fans wrong that he was the right pick, and you know, we'll have to wait and see. But
but Jaren Grant might make him look bad. I think Grant is going to be the real deal. I'm really excited for him.
Yeah, I hope so, because, yeah, that dude looks good for sure.
I think he's a franchise point guard.
I certainly hope so. But, yeah, he definitely seems like it. So we are just about wrapping up here. We will be doing some more of these, and we will be adding all kinds of fun shit. Stay tuned
for
more shows.
Come back and check us out.
It'll be fun. All right, guys. Later.
All right. Later, guys.
Bye.